This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The head of security at the Haitian presidential palace has been taken into custody as part of the investigation of the July 7th assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. A close associate of Dimitri Harad says Harad was detained Wednesday. Moïse was killed during a pre-dawn attack on his private residence in a wealthy suburb of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. This also left his wife seriously wounded. National Police Chief Leon Charles said 18 Colombians and 3 Haitians have been arrested in connection with the attack, including a 63-year-old Haitian-born man based in Florida, who police believe is the mastermind behind the plot to kill Moïse. U.S. President Joe Biden dispatched a special delegation to Haiti to assist with the investigation. Residents in Sydney, Australia will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26 after a Sydney Airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. 2 people have died at the current outbreak. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just over 30,000 total confirmed cases and 912 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. And search and rescue teams trying to help 14 construction workers trapped by a flood and a tunnel being built in southern China. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News.